number 19.
Chavis Alvavis continues. Vachas atayalis he shabateach b'Hashem sameach b'chol dover shehashem misabe b'lov. Someone who is a bateach b'Hashem, he rejoices in all that comes his way. Gamim hu negativoi, even if it's against his own will. Bipneishu bateach b'likim sheyasalei rakas mashu toiv avurei b'chol inyonov. He has full trust in Hashem, that Hashem only does what's best for him in all matters. Just like a merciful mother does for her child. She washes him, she wraps him, and she ties him up. And sometimes she has to untie him from what he is wrapped up in, even if it's against his will. She takes care of her child. Like David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Im lo shivisi v'daymamti nafshi kegomol alei imoy kagomol alei nafshi. I kept calm and quiet because I knew that you, Hashem, were caring for me like a mother cares for her instant. For her infant. David HaMelech is saying that I understand, just like a mother takes care of a child, cleaning, feeding, clothing him, and the child's a lot of times fighting, and it's against his will, and he doesn't understand what's going on, David HaMelech says, but I know that. I knew that you take care of me like a mother takes care of her child, and because of that, I'm calm and I'm quiet. That's what a Beteach B'Hashem is. He's Sameach B'chol Dover. If you look around the world, Rav Rubenstein points out, there's many angry and frustrated people. The people who get upset about many different things, big and small. But the Chavis Halvavis is telling us that the Baal HaBitachon, he doesn't get upset. Imagine if you had a world filled with happy people. It's hard to imagine such a thing. But just like a child understands that the mother loves and cares for him, and realizes that that's the best place to be, in the mother's arms, so too, a person has to understand that. And b'shas ma'isa, the child kicks and screams. But hopefully as the child gets older, and every person at a different age realizes that everything the mother did, the dressing, the fighting to change the diaper, to wash, to bathe, to clean, to put to sleep, the child is fighting, kicking, screaming. But that's because it's a child. As he gets older, he realizes that everything his mother did for him was because she cared for him and she loved him. And the same thing, we kick and scream and we get upset. But the Baal HaBitachon is the child who's gotten older, who's matured, who's able to see things in a different light and realize that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's important to understand here, Rav Rubenstein says, and this is a very fundamental yesod, and he says like this, it's important to understand that there are two aspects of dealing with difficult situations. One is your personal feelings, and the other is the attitude. And this is a very important yesod. If something is challenging or frustrating to a person, he is allowed to feel sad or upset. That's normal. That's natural. Pain is real. Physical pain is real. Emotional pain is real. That is not a chisaron in bitachon. That a person feels sad, a person feels upset, a person feels hurt. That is normal. The place where bitachon takes over is your attitude and how you react to that pain. If your pain and your displeasure and the challenges and the frustration make a person negative and defiant against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom, that only worsens the situation. The Baal HaBitachon says, yes, it's painful, but his attitude is that I know what Hashem is doing is for the best. Hashem knows that this challenge, this pain, is going to help my personal growth. I may not know why. I may not understand why. But I know it. Just like the infant doesn't always understand what the mother's doing, But we know the mother knows what's best and acts accordingly. And this is a very important yesod that comes up daily in life. What comes our way, we are not in control of. The pain and challenge and frustration that we feel, the sadness, that upsetness, is also not in our control. These are human reactions and emotions. After that, how we deal with it after that, where does it lead us? What is our attitude? How do we handle it? That's what we're in control of. And that's where the Baal HaBitachon is different than the other person. The other person grumbles and screams at Hashem, which, by the way, is a madrega unto itself. It just came to mind, an unbelievable maisa with Ramota Pragamansky in the Kovna Ghetto. In the Kovna Ghetto, there were people who came running to Ramota Pragamansky and they said, you can't imagine what's going on. There are people suffering so much that they're taking svarim, chumashim, tefillin, and they're throwing them out the window and throwing them on the ground. It's crazy. It's so painful to see. And Ramota said, you know something? It's a good thing. It's a good thing. Because if they're angry at Hashem, that means that at least they believe in Hashem. If not, what are they screaming at Hashem for? Why are they throwing the books out the window? Why are they throwing the tefillin out the window? The answer is, deep down they believe in Hashem. They're angry at Him. But at least they believe in that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be angry at. They believe that there's a God. It's a madrega. You got to worry about the person who doesn't believe in Hashem anymore. So that's a madrega. But as we said, the asaidas of these shiurim are for us to start thinking. The Baal HaBitachon, he's the highest madrega. He's much higher. He doesn't get angry at Hashem. His bitachon makes it that all the pain and challenges that he has, that's something he feels and is real. However, his attitude is not to get angry at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Adarabba, his attitude is to realize that this is all for his good. It's a high madrega being this Baal HaBitachon. It's a high madrega. But again, the point of these shiurim are to get us thinking of how we could, in small baby steps, implement this in our lives as well. And I think there's a very clear understanding here in what's normal. And then now where bitachon plays its role. Because that's something that I've come across and I've struggled with, and many people have struggled with. My reactions to situations, where does bitachon play a role? Am I not about bitachon? Is it a chisaron in bitachon? And here, he clearly tells us, Rav Rubinstein, the emotions and the pain, all of that, that has nothing to do with bitachon. That has nothing to do with the bitachon. And I want to bring out something very important. In the last year, we talked about my Rebbe Zichrono Livracha, that we said that he had so much pain, and the doctor said he never heard him have complaints. Yes, he talked about his pain. His pain was real. He talked about it. But what was his attitude towards his pain? No one say he walked around and said, everything's perfect. He was in pain. He told me many times I'm in pain, and I can't do things because I'm in pain. That is not a chisaron in bitachon. Where he went with it afterwards, that it's from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that's the attitude where bitachon plays the role.